Hey, you know the place, listeners. It's Lacey and Joel here. Just a heads up, this isn't a real episode. We are still working on season 3. We hope to drop that soon. But some news came to us early this week that we really felt we needed to address and let you guys know about if you hadn't heard yet.
For those of you who have been longtime listeners, back on our first season, we visited a little bodega called India Fashion and Grocery up on the Boise Bench on Overland Road. And this last Sunday, a late-night fire actually destroyed the entire business. It was an electrical fire. Firefighters went in there. They were able to stop it from spreading to other businesses.
And didn't they say, I mean, they said that India Fashion and Grocery is a total loss.
They called the business a total loss. The good news was that nobody was inside the building at the time. Nobody was hurt. Hardeep did go in right after the fire and dealt with some smoke inhalation in her lungs. So she did spend a little bit of time in the hospital. Anyway, so we were absolutely just shocked to hear about that. It's one of our favorite places. You know, people ask us all the time, what's one of your favorite places that you've gone to? And that one always shows up.
Oh my goodness. They were just such genuine people. And I mean, if you've listened, you can hear that in their voices and our reactions.
Absolutely can. We both got henna tattoos. We tried to pay them for it and they would not take a dollar. So it's one of our favorites, but it's also still to this day, the most downloaded episode of our entire series, you know, and we're going on season 3 now.
Yeah.
So we've also had a handful of listeners reach out to us too about the news and asked if we've heard and if we have any other insight into it or how they can help out with it. I've reached out to Hardeep on Facebook and talked back and forth a little bit and also asked if we could give her a call just to see how she's doing and get an update and see, again, if there's anything that we can do to help. So,
yeah, let's cover. Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear? Hello?
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Hardeep?
Yeah, last night I getting sick. I have a cough and fever, and I don't feeling like really well. I go hospital yesterday, but I just get it out.
Okay. Well, how are you doing otherwise? How's your family and how's Amr?
Amar is okay. He go back to work today because if we don't go, so the manager not giving him time off, so he go to work.
I gotcha. Lacey is on the phone, by the way.
Yeah, hi, too. Hardeep.
Hi, Lacey. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so sorry to hear you about this.
I know. It sucks.
No kidding.
I don't know what I can say, you know?
Well, yeah, we were just, we were so shocked about this, so we wanted to help out however we could, so... So, yeah, I just wanted to reach out to you about that.
And I'm sure it's so early. I mean, this is so recent, but are they going to have to knock down the building? Like, do you know any specifics like that?
They don't tell us anything, but the neighbors right there close to somebody else's building, the guy was offering me to, he said, if you want to open, like, whenever, he can give me the building.
Oh, okay. So do you guys, are you still trying to figure everything out?
Yeah, because I, like, it's not gonna easy to get the like stuff like that quick. So some like I have to get stuff from India. So I have to go or I have to find somebody to get the stuff back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if there is anything else we can do to help or to spread the word, let us know, and we'll probably check in with you. But if you can reach out to us and let us know if you're gonna relocate and reopen, we would love to help spread that word.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you, Joe. I don't know what to do. I just wake up every day, so I try to come here, but nothing here.
Yeah, that's hard.
That is hard. And honestly, aside from the podcast and everything, if you guys need help cleaning or moving stuff, I know Joel and I would be happy to help. We don't have the biggest of muscles, but we sure could help you guys in any way that we can.
Sure.
Okay, thank you so much, Joe.
Well, thank you, Hardeep. We'll let you go. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you, Joe.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Bye. I have goosebumps.
Yeah.
And my heart feels heavy.
Yeah, very much so. I don't know, that's just so tough, obviously, to hear that. They both work a number of different jobs, too.
I was just gonna say this,
yes. And their boys sometimes work with them there as well, who we also met.
Mm-hmm. German and Herman.
Gurman and Herman, yes, who you can hear in the episode if you do listen to that. Anyway, we just looked, and so I kind of confirmed this with her on Facebook. There is a GoFundMe page that one of their fans actually on Facebook set up for them on this. And she said Hardeep said she has never actually met the person who set it up. She just reached out to her and set this up. And I said, that seems to be par for the course for you guys. You know, you foster this type of loyalty.
Yeah. And she seemed, just like her mind was blown that people would do that. But to us, it's like, yeah, I'm sure there's people lining up to help you right now because you guys are just that type of family.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they don't necessarily know what the next steps are for the business.
Right.
Not even sure. Communicating with the fire department, if it could even be salvaged or if they'd have to reopen elsewhere or if they even want to. I think it's just too soon.
Right.
And
exactly.
So it is nice to know that there is this GoFundMe. Of course, don't feel obligated to help in that way.
No.
We're not necessarily telling you to do that.
It's just one of those things for us. It's like if sometimes situations like this, you feel like, well, what can I do? So I think for us, it's like, well, in the meantime, there is this GoFundMe page set up. You can find it through our Facebook page, the Places Facebook page. You can find it through India Fashion and Groceries Facebook page. There's a link to it there with a little bit more information about it, and including more information about the fire itself.
Or at the very least, just like their Facebook page.
Yeah, that's a good point too. Go through and like their page. Just show your support. And then the last one too. It sounds like a shameless plug, but I really don't feel like it is. Go listen to the episode. I really feel like you will. I think it's episode 2 of the first season.
Yeah.
And I really think you will get acquainted with this family. And I think you will kind of fall in love with them the same way that we did, too.
It definitely shows just what it means to be a part of this community, a fabric of the community of Boise. This family is definitely all in.
Yeah.
And I mean, Hardeep's voices and phrases are still ringing in my head.
Yeah. They've been here longer than you or I, so.
That's true. Well, maybe we'll leave you with some of that right now. Maybe just some of their sound bites from that episode. But we do encourage you.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Listen to the whole thing. And hey, we'll see you in a couple of weeks with season 3.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So you said that you really like Boise and
love Boise.
You don't plan to leave. What is it about Boise that you like?
Boise's have a good community, good people. They like understandables and they expect. So that's what I expect people like. I love people to hear better than I can move California back now.
In case you missed that, Hardeep says she expects people in Idaho. She uses that same word a little later, too, and it seems clear that she means she can depend on them. She also mentions that she likes to tell people back in California how nice it is in Idaho, but we won't hold that against her.
My other job, if I don't go 1 week, I go sick home, and people was mad, but why now you're working? Where are you? Why now you came? I go month off. And they, asking my manager joking him to, oh, I fire her. The guy was starting mad enough. And she said, no, I'm just kidding you. She's coming back. Because I expect people, they expect me, so it's good.
Yeah.